early days over the weekend at the moment, because the weekend is just building. But the story coming through, and then late last night coming through, was Mark English, a really strong performance, continuing to improve, continue to show personal best performance, season's best. So, you know, it's all about a journey towards Rome, European Championships, and indeed Paris. He finished fourth in the race. It was a world-class field, and he was in contention, and he's running well. So that was in Spain. So that was the big news. And then, you know, early this morning, we had that absolutely brilliant performance from Amy Green of Finn Valley. She won the National 5K Road Championships in the Phoenix Park. About 2,000 people started that event. And not only did she win the individual women's race, but Letterkenny men's team finished second team in the men's section. So a good Donegal story there. But let's talk about Amy Green for a second. You know, she's had a phenomenal season. She's really engaged in her athletics. She's working, you know, towards championships, towards quality races. She's getting there. She's on the line. She's doing everything very positively. And, you know, you can see she's again driven by, you know, doing well right now. And, you know, I'm very inspired by how she's tackled the last 7 or 8, 9 months, you know, right through from the winter, you know, where she did so well to make the Irish junior cross country team. And, you know, she did well in the intermediate. Look, she's had a great season. And, you know, she had a PB over 3K there recently. And again, you know, it's all positive. So, I mean, she's a DCU student. She's building. And this was a girl, you know, who, well, we noticed her, like we do many at underage level, running with Rosses. And she was extremely obviously talented. We could see there was talent there. But she was out of the sport a little bit then over a period of years. But back now, very strong, very serious, and very, very, very motivated. So well done, Amy Green from Dunlow, running for Finn Valley. She's doing extremely well, and, you know, wish her well for the rest of the season, and just to congratulate her big time, really. That was National 5K Road Champion, Senior Champion now, indeed, and she's just coming 20. So well done to her. Then we have that Letterkenny team led by by Danny Mooney, Mark McPaul, and Eurocrit for Letterkenny on that team, Owen McGinley and Mark Green. And so well done to them. They got second team, and indeed Letterkenny well in the over 35 section of the race, with three lads up there, Green and Kieran Doherty and Danny Mooney. So well done, Letterkenny, on that one. We have the Ulster Schools finals today up on Mary Peters track. Ah, there's going to be so many Donegal athletes doing well there, hopefully, and there are indeed coming through, and there are many names. I'll try and tidy it up tomorrow, but it's been positive so far, and at all levels, intermediate, senior, junior levels. So well done to them, and you know, so many Donegal schools involved. So we'll look forward to getting the kind of a synopsis of that tomorrow when I come back to you at Highland. And but also one final result from England, actually, yesterday evening. John Joe Doherty of Finn Valley, he ran a 5K in Chester and finished second by millimetres. He was just on the line with another English guy, and he went 14:59 for 5K. You know, he's been involved in so many tight finishes in recent weeks. I was just slagging him about it actually earlier, but a really good performance. He's a master athlete, 14:55. That's a very credible time. So well done to him. So that's really where we're at this point in the day. What other news have we? Well, Arlene Crossan has gone to Holland, and she'll race Monday night there. Then she'll stay over there, and she'll run in Belgium next weekend. So a couple of 400 metres, another couple of 400 metre races under her belt at that stage. So we'll look forward to those results coming through. But Mark English continues to improve, still on that journey, seeking qualification and start line position at the European Championships in Rome, and then Paris, hopefully, for the Olympic Games. So that's where we're at this weekend so far.